irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Ilona Europa, Accent On, London edition on LA Talk Radio. So, I am in London, and my guest for today is calling us, talking to us, Warsaw. And she's my dear, dear friend, a very, very special human being. I call her my sister, very young sister. And also sister to my daughter. We just have a long, long history, and I just am a big, big fan of my guest. So I would like officially introduce you, Kasia Sobińska. Hi, Kasia.
Hello, Ilonka. It is so wonderful to see you over here. Oh, you're so dear to me. Thank you so much. Yes, we've met such a long time ago, right? It was like 12 years ago.
You're right.
2008 or 9 in Los Angeles.
Yes, and of course, you have a beautiful accent. And first and foremost, people can see you, how gorgeous you are. So when I met you and I saw you for the first time, my jaw dropped because you are tall, you are lanky, you are just gorgeous, and you can sing. So I was very, very wanted to meet you and knowing you, knowing who you are, what are you doing, and how did this happen? Did you wind up in Los Angeles? So I know your life story, but if you can tell us about your journey to Los Angeles, I think people will get very, very excited to find out that you are a model, you are a singer, and you are a movie and TV star, and wonderful, wonderful human being. So, yes, tell me about your journey to Los Angeles.
Ilonka, first of all, thank you so much for such a beautiful introduction and for so many kind words. I don't know even if I deserve it. Thank you very much. So my journey, it's been quite a long journey. It started over 20 years ago when I left my hometown, Wałbrzych, back in 1999. At that time, I started my modeling journey and I worked as a model for a couple of years. Then in 2005, I came to Warsaw and I got my first manager and agent and started auditioning for different TV series, TV shows, films. And I booked first one, a tiny, small little part in this Polish version of NCIS TV series, and then a bigger part in a Polish version of Ugly Betty. And finally, a couple of years later, by end of 2008 and beginning of 2009, I have decided to pack my suitcases and just go to Los Angeles and study acting. So I went to study with Mr. Howard Fine. In Margie Haber, it was with the Hagen Stanislavski technique. I fell in love with Los Angeles and have decided to stay much longer than I thought I'm going to spend over there. So I was planning to be in LA just only 2-3 months, and I stay a year, and then a second year, and then almost 10 years. And I've met you.
10 years. I spent almost 30 years in Los Angeles, so
I know.
That's a really long journey for me and you. You know, yes, but everybody says, oh gosh, that must be so easy for her. She moved from Warsaw. You were pretty, pretty known personality. You were on the covers, you were on TV, and like I say, you were really the it girl, and I think there was a time that celebrities were starting also be very popular in my country, in Poland. So I think you were the one that people were watching and watching your career. And so like moving from from Poland when you were cherished and watched over and just look at, everybody was watching how your career develops. I'm sure you had a lot of people who loved you, a lot of people who didn't like you so much, and like we always have.
Of course.
Of course, this is a crazy career, but you somehow were flourishing in our country. Then you took this leap of faith and you said for a few months and then 10 years in Los Angeles. And I know you love to going back to America, and you are back and forth because your life
right.
is shared between both continents till this day, yes?
Yes, that's true. That's true. You know, Ilonka, when I came for the first time to Los Angeles, I really thought that it's going to be quite a short journey, but I didn't expect that I'm going to really fall in love with this beautiful place full of opportunities. And of course, as a big city, Los Angeles, it can give you everything and it can take away a lot of from you, but you need a lot of courage to be there, to live there. And of course, it wasn't an easy move for me, especially that I didn't know anyone on the very beginning of my journey. But, you know, step by step, I met some wonderful people at my school, and I met you and a couple of other friends from all around the world. And LA was wonderful to me. And I was very fortunate and very lucky, because I remember that after 2 years of living in Los Angeles, I was planning to go back to Poland because I booked a TV series over here. At that time, it was 2012, I believe. I went to the studio right after I've met you, and I recorded a song in Spanish, which I dedicate to my grandma for her 75th birthday. It was a beautiful Hispanic song. It's called Besame Mucho. So I went to the studio, record that, and sent over to my grandma for her birthday. She was absolutely touched, and it was such a beautiful also family moment for us. So yeah, and this song was discovered by one of the greatest Latin America singer, probably in the world, Luis Miguel.
One more time, can you give us his name?
Yes, Luis Miguel, and he found my music. His manager sent me an email, and then we ended up having this meeting in Los Angeles in Beverly Hills Hotel. And he said, "Hey, listen, I love the color of your voice. I want you to go on tour with us. You would have to probably learn around 30 songs in Spanish within only 4 or 5 weeks." I was absolutely scared. I didn't know if I would be able to do that, but I didn't know I'm a I know that self-discipline is the key for a success. I know that, you know, you have to really work hard to get through your fears and walls. And I said, okay, let's do it. So I worked really, really hard for another 4 or 5 weeks, and I played a first concert in Los Angeles with Luis Miguel for probably, 60 or 70,000 people. And after that, we played for another almost 4 years, over 250 shows all around the world. And it was one of the most beautiful journey and experience to be his backup singer. And I will never forget the beautiful journey to meet all those great musicians and artists.
And you know, when you are saying that, it's just, again, American dream.
Everybody. Absolutely American dream.
She got lucky. This is like almost impossible. But the impossible sometimes is happening in our lives. But like you said, when you really are focusing so hard on just making everything what comes your way to be done the bestest way like you can. So your delivery, like you said, 30 songs, you had so little time to just not only impress and show that you can do it in Spanish. And I know that you probably, by then, you didn't speak very, very well Spanish.
Oh, I couldn't, Ilonka, I couldn't speak a word in Spanish. I the song I've learned earlier, the song Besame Mucho, was the song that I've learned phonetically. So I had to go through those 30 songs in Spanish, and I had to learn how to sing in Spanish phonetically in the very beginning. The good thing is that I could communicate with Luis Miguel band and with Luis in English, so it was wonderful. It was very easy to do that. But with the time, I started communicating with my colleagues and with, you know, with Luis Miguel Band and my Spanish till nowadays. It's not as good as my English, but I can communicate. It's fine, you know. We're not gonna get lost in Spain.
Kasia, I remember this day. I know I was in a car. You were talking to me, and then I was married then. And then I remember we were on the phone with you, and we were talking to your manager. I remember I was posting Besame Mucho. I think there was on the MySpace. I don't know. There was not Facebook yet. I think in 2012 or on one of these.
It was Facebook.
Already was Facebook. And I remember. Yes, I Facebook. Wish I can go to 2012 and look for my post, because I know that one of these important people just wrote something really cool on me because I was friends with them. And I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening in front of my eyes. I see the biggest people in Hollywood catching your talent, your sound of your voice, the song that you just recorded so innocently, you know, in Warsaw. Just you try to please your grandma. And grandma? That was for grandma or grandma?
Yes, my grandma.
So for grandma, so, and everybody in Poland knows Besame Mucho. We love the song, you know, this is just the
absolutely
big, Latin hit of all. So, you know, and now this becomes something that opens door for you to prove yourself in the eyes of the biggest Latin star, Luis Miguel. And then all the opportunity of hundreds of thousands people being seen every week, every day of the week sometimes, because the concerts, if you can tell us what countries you are visiting, and if people can imagine, because obviously I was breathing your beautiful journey with him and watching you and seeing your pictures on the Facebook, people still can go and check the pictures and seeing your, only you, one woman behind the biggest star, a Latin star, on the biggest screen of the world, because 100,000 people screen for him, and you, the gorgeous Polish beautiful star, in a way, was just the one he chose. So I want to just make this so important for everybody who is listening and watching us in Poland and in America, that yes, this is Kasia Sawińska. These things happen to you because you earned it, because you are talented, because you are so great artist. For next 3 years, you are touring with again, one of the biggest stars in the world, and they were enjoying working with you. So I think this is like very, very big accomplishment, and I'm so proud of you for that.
Oh, wow.
Very much.
It sounds like a dream. It sounds like a dream. Thank you so much, Ilonka, for for such beautiful, kind words. I just don't even know how to, like, what to say.
This is a truth. So I want people to.
You know, Ilonka, I wish people in Poland could. I wish they could, you know, they could see that. I wish they could, like. No one really knows Luis Miguel in Poland because at that time, Julio Iglesias, it was a star in our country, of course, international star. Luis Miguel is a known a star, a singer, a person in Latin America and also in the United States because he's based over there, but also in Spain and Italy, not in Poland. I wish Polish people could, you know, be able to discover his music, his sound. I wish they could knew his journey.
We can say that
there is actually
Maria Carey was dating him for a long, long time. He is hot. He is a really gorgeous looking gentleman. And I think, yes, they had a really nice relationship going on for
some time. Absolutely. He just turned 50 last weekend. Incredible gentleman, absolutely extraordinary singer. It was a blessing for me to be part of his band, especially that I got invited to go on this world tour with him. It was the greatest hits tour. So we were celebrating 30 years of Luis Miguel being on stage. Actually, if someone is interested to discover him, to see his journey and to see when he started, when he was a young boy, and how difficult his life was, you can actually go, it's not an endorsement, you can go through Netflix, and there is this whole story, it's called Luis Miguel series, I believe 12 episodes, wow. That you can really, really see what he went through, and it's really, really touching. When I watched this series for the first time, actually a couple of weeks ago, during this quarantine, I was so emotional and so touched, and I cried. It's really beautiful and wonderful cast. It's a beautiful, of course, dramatic and sad picture of his life. But I wish Polish people could come for our concert. But unfortunately, we were just touring in America, which is United States, and also in Latin America. Yeah. We played, I remember, around 250 shows. We started in Los Angeles, going through different states, and then we went to, of course, Mexico City. Just to tell you and to kind of give you an example how Luis Miguel is popular over there, we were performing at the one venue, it's called Auditorio Nacional in Mexico City, 37 performances, shows, during like only a month and a half. So almost every day in front of 25,000, 30,000 people we were performing. Like there was a time when we went to Heba Stadium, it's in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. There was this huge stadium for like 70 or 80,000 people. It's called Heba. We played a night before, a Madonna played the show. It was a beautiful concert. The next day, we played our concert with Luis Miguel for the next 10 days every night. Wow. So you can just imagine, almost, you know.
And nobody can take this away from you.
Yes.
You earn it. So you are amazing. You have the beautiful memories. You have pictures. You
beautiful
have
memories.
Videos, maybe one day you will have some great documentary about your life, and people can see the, you know, little parts of your journey, because that's
incredible.
Very proud to know.
There is one particular concert that I will never forget, probably to the end of my life, when I got a call and they said that we are going to perform during the North Sea Jazz Festival. It's in Curaçao, so we went there and I didn't know what to expect. And during this beautiful weekend, which started on Friday, we played a concert at this jazz festival with Prince, with Diana Ross, with Gladys Knight, and with Erykah Badu. And Diana Ross. It was one of the most, like, it was a dream. Till nowadays, even Ilonka, it's been, you know, already 7-8 years. Oh, it's like when I even talk about this, and you know, all the memories comes, and it's just like, I don't know, it's like, it feels like it was a dream, really.
Do you have a time, or do you have opportunities to keep contact with some of the gentlemen from the
band? Of course, we are all together on Facebook, and we are all together on Instagram, but the person who I'm the closest with, it's Luis Miguel music director. His name is Francisco Loyo. We call him Pancho. Mm-hmm. Pancho is a guy who was touring with Luis Miguel for I don't know, over 25 years, I believe. And we've met for the first time in Los Angeles at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Since that day, we became really soulmates, really such a close friends. Until nowadays, we are really, really super close. We're always on the phone, on FaceTime. And when I was just in Los Angeles last December, we went for a beautiful dinner. We keep really close. He's one of the most special person that I have ever met in my entire life. And I will cherish that always.
I promise to everybody who watches us and listens to our interview that Besame Mucho, the song that started all, will be playing in the end of our show. So, Kasia, please send me MP3 so I can add our show.
Just so you know that it's not mastered. I recorded in the closet of my friend's apartment.
It was good enough for the biggest star in the world. So it's good enough for us to play and just enjoy sound of your voice because you have beautiful alto. And you know, my dream is eventually for you to record some of my songs. And I have...
We will.
Now is the crazy time. I want to maybe digress and talk to people about the coronavirus and the time that you and I are living in with practically all the world. So, Kasia, we are talking about a beautiful, beautiful history, and now world stopped for you in a way as an artist and an actor. And for me, I'm lucky, I'm in media, so I can still continue and doing my show on LA Talk Radio. So that's very good. And obviously I am a writer, so I'm writing, composing, I'm just waiting for new arrangement to come because I wrote a song about the situation. I cannot wait to just record and see if I like it in the end. You never know. So, you know, I am doing still my stuff, but with you,
beautiful.
You're an actor and you need to tell us a little bit because I know the last year was very good to you in Poland. You were working. I was watching you on Facebook and seeing your performances and snaps from the pictures, and you were really, really happy. So great things were happening, and boom, you know, like for most of us, the world stopped and every dream,
that's true,
plans just doesn't exist or is on a halt. So if we can talk a little bit about 2019 probably, or you know, tell me a little bit about your success story, about your theater performances, about TV shows, you know, it's a great job. So let's go for your job to tell us.
Wow, it doesn't really happen often for me to speak about my experiences and my job, and especially about my journey in Los Angeles, but it brings all the pictures and emotions and memories back. But thank you for that, and thank you for having me in your show. And Ilonka, you know, since I came back to Poland, it was quite a difficult journey, I have to say that. When I came back from LA after all those years, I felt very lonely in Warsaw. I have found my apartment. I walk around the city. I remember middle of the winter, super cold, minus 20.
Oh my God.
I felt really, really lonely and really lonely. I was not working. I was looking to get a job and to find a manager or agency or someone who could represent me. It took some time. First year was really, really rough, I have to say, you know. But I'm glad that I went through this difficult journey because I could kind of start all over again, and I knew exactly what I want to go after here in Warsaw, and I knew specifically what I really want to get and where I see myself working. So I just asked myself, you know, I said, what I want to do, I said, I want to do voiceovers because I love working in the studio. I would love to work in the theater. I asked myself, okay, which theater? There is this beautiful theater. Beautiful. It's a National Comedy Theater in Warsaw. I remember the day, the time when I went to see this theater for the first time 20 years ago. And it was like a love at the first sight. I fell in love with this place immediately. So I said, I would love to work over there. And I said, I'd love to book some, a TV series. So My first job was, of course, a job in the recording studio. So I got a voiceover job, and I started doing TV commercials and audiobooks. And it was a wonderful experience that I could start, working with my voice and to have control on that and to experience that. And then a couple of months later, I remembered that I did my first resume. And I sent this resume over to Tomasz Dudkiewicz, who is the director of National Comedy Theater in Warsaw. And within probably 15 minutes, I received email that, would you be able to come for an interview tomorrow for 15 minutes? Or maybe we could meet like in the next following week or something. I said, yeah, tomorrow it's fine. So I went for this meeting. Tomasz was such a kind, wonderful person, and he said, how can I help you? I said, hey, listen, here's my experience. I've been working in Los Angeles, I've been working in the music field, but I went to study acting, and I also have different background. When I lived in Poland back in the days, I used to play in a different TV series, but I would love to go back to my passion, to something that I really, really love, which is film acting. And I said, hey, if one day there will be any opportunity or possibility for me to come for any audition, please just, send me an email or give me a call. I would love to, be cast for anything you will have in your theater. He said, okay. Literally a month later, it was last January 2018, I got a call from a theater that there is a Mr. Tomasz Dudkiewicz on the line. I said, okay. So he said, hey, we just got this script. It's an Italian farsa. Really successful play in Rome, and we just bought the rights. It will be translated for Polish language. There's this four lead girls in this play, and I want you to look over the script, call me, and I think this role would be perfect for you. I said, really? And I thought it's a dream, really. I didn't expect
that. That was 20 years ago.
Universe.
Yeah, that was amazing. And again, when meant to be, the people and connection will eventually
absolutely.
You just need to be focused. I'm talking
you need to be
the
focused,
air, but some artist, or somebody who is dreaming to become actor or just stay working in this business, persistence and patience plus
patience, yes,
is very, very important, So
Ilanka, preparation is opportunity.
So did they give you, because you said four girls were part of this.
Yeah, so
who you will be?
So I knew that, so he said, okay, this is this part, Luisa, and please just, read the script around, there's like 65 pages, and call me back. So so I read the script immediately. I called him back that I said, wow, it's such a honor, for me to be even considered to play this part. And he said, listen, you have some time to work on that script and on, just focus on the character. And I will see you during the rehearsals by end of April. So last week of April, beginning of May, we started rehearsing here in Warsaw. And it was quite a journey to be, to work with such an extraordinary actor.
And this theater is not small, it's like, I think around 600 seats. Theater?
Yes, in our theater, it's like 560 seats. So it's a
pretty big theater.
Yes. Oh, the light is coming. Sunset, beautiful sunset we have in Warsaw.
Yeah, I took my glasses off because finally,
So Ilanka, so there's like around, almost 600 seats. And we started rehearsals last year. It took us 2 months to prepare the play. It's an Italian farsa, so it's really fast and quick, and it's all about the tempo. I think it's super, very funny. People, they love it. And And it was just a miracle, you know, for me to be part of that. Also challenging for me to you know, step into something that I've never experienced before. I'm really glad that I had this opportunity to work with Luis Miguel for so long on stage, because I could use that experience, even though theater is something completely different, but I could use this this experience from my previous years to feel kind of more comfortable on stage with professional actors who've been working in the theater for the last 20 or 30 years. Some wonderful cast is part of this great performance. Starring as a lead role, Tomasz Dedek, who is absolutely phenomenal actor. And there is Mikołaj Krawczyk, who I knew from the last 10 or 15 years, we've been friends. But also Karolina Nowakowska, Ela Romanowska, Kasia Zielińska, and Beta Leńska. Some wonderful, wonderful girls. And I feel so blessed and grateful to, you know, to join this gang and to work with them, to engage, you know, them and to learn also from them. It was quite challenging for me on the very beginning, I have to say, but after a few months, you know, I nailed it and I start feeling comfortable. I found with it, and we had a big premiere last September here in Warsaw, and we only played 14 shows or like 16 shows. And the coronavirus came, hello, and we are now all at home waiting. Mm-hmm. So let's see how the situation is gonna. And I try to stay very positive. I read a lot of books, I watch movies, I spend a lot of time with myself, cook.
And we need to mention that your place is in the middle of old town, so in the most beautiful historical part of the Warsaw. So your romantic soul probably feels in home so much. And even the time for you to focus on yourself is something that we can complain about, or like you say, we can turn into positive. To
yes, of course, we have to be positive, Janka, you know, we really have to stay positive, because I do believe in energy. I do believe that, you know, we attract the energy we are, and the world stopped, we have really difficult times, especially in our field. My TV series, because also last summer I booked a series regular, so my dream came true. I booked a wonderful, wonderful role in the TV series. It's called Barwy Szczęścia. The character,
Colors of Happiness.
Complex person. Greta is a big personality. She is a character, a totally different person than I am. So it's been also challenging for me to be Greta on camera. But so I booked the show. I got this lead role in the theater. Right now, everything is. But I know, Ilonka, I just got this email a couple of hours ago today that they are planning to go back to work probably by end of May, beginning of June. So. We're going to start filming with the theater. I am not sure. I don't even know if we're going to be able to come back and perform on stage
as of yet.
This year, because a lot of people have to fit it in, and it has to be safe. But let's see, you know, let's see. It's like, you know, Warsaw became, you know, my new home. I love my place. I love this beautiful area next to Łazienki Park. And I fell in love with Warsaw once again. And I feel so, Ilonka, blessed that and grateful that.
You don't make me cry.
Oh, don't cry.
I miss Poland so much. I'm so happy being here.
You have to come. You have to come, Ilonka. My home is your home. You are always more than welcome. You can always stay with me. My house is always your yes, and it will be so wonderful to have you over here. And if you need anything in Warsaw, I will always be here for you. And I know that one day you will get your beautiful apartment over here. You're going to start producing, working in a music field.
That's my plan, my sweet little plan. And I never
everything is in front of you. I do believe in you, Ilonka, so much. You are such a special, beautiful person with so much light and beautiful spirit and lots of empathy and love. And really, this world needs those people like you. And I'm so grateful that you came into my life. And I really know that one day you will be here with me in Warsaw. We're going to be biking together, walking around in this beautiful park.
It will happen. Kasia, will happen. I know will happen.
It will happen. Plan of course.
Life is just unexpected. You know, like everybody's journey, we cannot really understand why life goes left or right. Certain things in life are going well. Certain things are falling apart completely. So in my situation, a lot of bad things happen in my life in the end of 20-something years of staying in Los Angeles in my private life. But outside of that, in a way, the way how I am and reinventing myself like you is
yes.
My dream. And I think I am who I always wanted to be right now. So I feel like I really
is. That's so beautiful.
I'm stirring this my heart left and right. Yes, Corona stop everybody. There must be bigger reason for all of that. So we need to believe
of in, course.
In God, of course. Bigger power, that these things will of pass, course. They will be coming back stronger, beautiful, more humanly.
Absolutely.
Other, and dreaming and dreaming. And we are an artist. People cannot live without music, cannot live without
photos.
Look what we are doing right now. If not for TV and songs and YouTube and just conversation like we can do right now, will be very scary world. So
absolutely,
we can be so close. And I'm so happy to bring Kasia Sawińska back to Los Angeles and whole world via LA Talk Radio and Accent on London edition. So we have again Kasia Sawińska, actor, model, singer, and I will say very, very good human being with us. And
thank
also
you.
I would like to put accent on very important part that you were my first guest when I started Accent On. Almost.
Yes, that's
ago.
True. Woo-hoo.
You were my first guest on my show. So I have, when I go down to almost 400 shows right now through the
wow,
9 years. Yeah, I have you there. My beautiful Kasia, and you look identical, like in 2011, identical. Yeah, gorgeous. Your hair is a little shorter, but you are
yes,
just...
Yes, my hair are blonde and shorter. I'm almost 40. Time, you know, passes, but I'm so grateful for all those beautiful experiences. And I'm so, you know, also grateful to... You know, to be a friend and to still have, you know, to be in touch with you. And I follow your journey. You're so brave. Such a self-driven person. You went through so many things.
And a lot of Polish people, we are this way. So,
but you know, Ilonka, I have to say one thing, that there, like looking through your path and through your journey, whatever you just put it out there, mm-hmm. you achieve it. And I know that, you know, that you can be whoever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do in your life. And, you know, and on the end of the day, we should just, you know, focus on being just a beautiful, good person, yeah. full of good energy. We should help each other, being for each other, supporting each other. And that's what really matters, you know, family, friends. But to wake up in the morning and to do things with passion and love, that's absolutely a dream come true. And I wake up doing what I love every day. And I know that, you know, that those beautiful times are still, you know, also in front of you. I know that you will conquer all your dreams and achieve all of them. And because you are such a beautiful human with, you know,
Kasia,
so much
thank
passion.
You, Kasia.
And I'm waiting for you here in Warsaw.
We'll be working because 2 years ago, my daughter was just looking into her phone and she just showed me a picture. We had nice coffee in Warsaw and it was 2 years ago.
Natasha,
time's quite
hello,
so
Natasha. She is.
So
Natasha,
you know,
is an angel. Natasha is an angel. She is abs. She's like you, you know, she's got this beautiful aura and energy. And she's, besides, she's working for Lionsgate and she's doing really amazing stuff in London. She is a phenomenal singer. Hey.
Yes. Kashunya, I love you. I see the beautiful girl and lady in you. And I know a lot of people will be watching our interview and they will say, gosh, she has beautiful face, beautiful hair, beautiful body. What are you eating? What is your diet? How is your diet, especially when we are locked in a home with full of, hopefully refrigerator is full.
I am vegetarian.
But we don't need to eat all the time, which that's what I do mostly. So how you can keep yourself from not gaining too much weight or just...
You know, like I wake up every day in the morning, like at 6 or 7, I exercise every day for an hour or an hour and a half. Just because also I live next to the park, so I go for running. I love it. It's my meditation. It's my morning beautiful meditation. And I am vegetarian since 2005. I don't eat meat, but besides that, I eat fish. I eat a lot of veggies. I love spending a time in the kitchen and I really do pay attention for healthy food. I don't eat any, you know, things that they're not healthy. I try to really taking care of myself. And
what about sweets? Do you like cookies?
I love cookies. I just did 2 days ago banana bread, which I love. Absolutely. I will send you my favorite recipe.
Yes, please.
Last week, I did an apple crumble. Oh, I love apple crumble. Apple crumble is my favorite with a lot of cinnamon. So, yeah, I love sweets, but I don't eat them like regularly every day. I'm not addicted, but I love, you know, having this, you know, warm cake or just crumble that I'm making, you know, or baking. And like today I cooked this beautiful fish with honey and with rice and salad with balsamic sauce. And it's like, you know, yeah, I like to experiment and food has to be tasty. Like my favorite cuisine is Mexican. I love tacos, burritos, guacamole, nachos. It's like quesadilla. It's my favorite. Yeah, I am a very foodie person. Absolutely. You know, I this is something that, yeah, but I really do taking care of myself, I have to say. More closer to being 40, of course, because I want to really be, you know, I want to be strong. I want to look good. I want to take care of myself.
Wonderful. Kashunya, Kasia Sowińska, our beautiful star from Poland and from America. Oh. And I hope people are enjoying our interview and knowing you better. And I hope people will be watching the interview and they will be enjoying Pesame Mucho, which right now, after this
thank interview, you, Ilonka.
Music will follow. So Kasia, if somebody wants to contact you, or whatever reason, hopefully the business reason, or you know, maybe girlfriend to girlfriend conversation, if somebody needs you to talk to them, so what is the best way? Through Facebook?
The best way, I'm not really a Facebook person. I definitely use Instagram. So you can find me under Kasia Sowińska or there is, of course, my website, kasiasowinska.pl, but I think Instagram works best. And yeah.
So
or anyone can contact through you. So,
oh, yeah. That's for sure. Accent On is always there. People can write to me. So for today, I think I will send a love to Warsaw and to you. I am so happy to have this chance to talk to you again after, like I said, probably 8 years. I think I had one more interview with you, but it's a long time that I didn't have.
I know. Yes. Even though we are on the phone, we phoned just a couple of days ago. Yes, exactly.
That's like summa summarum, a little bit of what's happened in your life from 2012, 2020 right now. So I'm hoping like in 6 months when God, please, all life will go back to almost normal and people can enjoy you being on the stage. We will be talking again and you will tell us how is the film, how is the theater, how is the, you know,
scene. Of course.
I hope
that by the end of this year, you will be in Warsaw. Yes. You will come to Warsaw, stay with me. And I'm looking forward to see you sitting in the middle of the our, you know, theater. I will get you some beautiful seat and I want you to see our play. It's called Zaręczyny Pogrążone, and I hope we're going to have just, you know, a wonderful time together, and I hope you're going to like it. And I'm looking forward to see you here in Warsaw. I'm sending lots of positive energy and love to everyone who's watching us and who's listening your show. And just please stay healthy and take care of yourself. And we're going to go through this. And
I'm very proud of Poland because, you know, compared to what's going on in London, Poland is doing amazingly well with coronavirus. So I'm so proud of Polish people and Polish way of life that they really kept people off the street and just doing something so right that whole world supports.
Yes.
And I'm always surprised why we are seeing what's happened in Sweden, what's happened in many different countries, in Norway or something, and nobody really puts Warsaw and numbers there, which again, I'm so, so proud. And Polish people really do very, very well take care of each other. So please, everybody, be
That's
healthy.
True.
And I'm so, again, happy for this 1 hour with you, Kasia Sawicka. Our
Thank you,
treasure, actor, singer, model, and wonderful friend, and Accent On London edition. Saying bye bye to you, LA to Craig.
Bye, Ilonka. Thank you very much for having me. All the best to you. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.